This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. This morning I had bacon and I put it in the oven instead of on the pan.
Now, what is the benefit?
Well, it was the first time trying it. I Googled it and it sort of did it even crispier and even better and even quicker and faster.
Is it even healthier in a way?
I don't think so. Yeah. But I'd love to say that on a public record as a dietitian, as a health expert.
Yeah, as a nutritionist.
Yeah, but it was sort of a new way to cook bacon and I thought, whoa, something I don't have that often.
I'm going through a phenomenon where, you know, when you like find something that you're like, I love eating this thing and like I'm going to eat this thing most of the time.
100%.
And then you get to a day and you're like, I can't even look at it.
Yeah, oh, what was it?
I'm going through that with vanilla, Greek yogurt, and peanut butter granola.
Oh, by the way.
It was like, it's like a perfect literal any time of the day snack. And it like is packed with protein and it tastes so good. And I like literally today like looked at my vanilla Greek yogurt and I was like, I'm going to barf.
It's such a it's so hard when it happens like that because you've just been riding that high. I've been doing...
You're like, oh, I found the thing I'm going to eat for the rest of my life.
I've been doing whole fat Greek yogurt, almond butter granola from Trader Joe and blackberries.
You know what's so
frozen?
Good and goes off?
Oh, but that's a good idea.
Frozen's great because they don't go bad. And then when you put them in the yogurt, it's kind of like a little textural treat.
Ooh.
Having frozen fruit in the yogurt situation.
I used to do like frozen blueberries and... my smoothies, and then I just was like, I don't feel like it anymore. Well, and now my smoothies are incredibly bare bones.
I thought you were mentioning like a protein powder and a milk.
Yeah.
It's like a milk.
And PB2.
Well,
and
you PB2 know,
and sometimes a banana depending on where my carbs are at for the
PB2 is like peanut butter, but where's the peanut butter, right?
It's peanut butter, but like...
It's Crate and Barrel, but they have more affordable, more modern kinds of things.
PB-teen.
PB-teen.
PB2 is like a powder.
Yes.
It does give a nice... I like actually PB-Fit better, but it's actually
PB-Fit.
So hard. Fine.
That's not food.
They have it at my gym, and they have it at Vaughn's usually, but like they actually never do.
Well, I'm here with Pat Cohen.
Pat Cohen.
Oh my God.
Pat, I like that.
Yeah.
Wipe them up. Pat Cohen.
Right. I'm here with Pat Regan.
Join the tribe.
Pat Cohen of Seek Treatment fame. But you also know Kat from her Netflix special.
Thank you.
The Twist, she's gorgeous. And of course, you know Pat from writing on Hacks.
Of course.
Being in Hacks. And also...
Yet to be aired. I will say that I saw an early cut, and what I will say about the cut is that I look incredibly tan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's huge, though.
To the point of being orange in a positive way.
both of you.
Thank you for having us.
By the way, Wonka's about to come out, so it's really...
Yes.
As a tie-in.
Thank you for being...
As a tie-in, a one-scene gay character is orange in season 3 of Hacks as a tie-in promo for Wonka.
I actually feel I feel so crazy because we've already been... No offense. First of all, if you're not a patron, get a grip and join because we've been chatting absolute solid gold for about 10 minutes.
It's gold.
I already feel like Miles is family.
I know. I feel like you guys are very
close
to me.
Can't believe we haven't met.
I know. That is crazy.
Okay, so what's up?
I do think you two have that effect on people, though, where you're able to become very close to them almost immediately.
Yeah, I've been going through something where I've been having one thing that I talk about, and I talk about it to everyone, and it's been like a kind of a traumatic thing, but it's been like actually bonded me to so many people, but now it's crossed the hill where now everyone's sick of hearing about it.
Uh-huh.
So now it's actually driving people away.
Is it the PB2?
It's the PB2.
You can talk to me about it forever.
Yeah. Well, no, today is the first day of the rest of my life.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I know. I agree with that. I really do.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been... Oh my God. I've never been asked that before.
Oh, really?
No, I've been good. I just moved. Like I had a lot
of... You moved your daddy. You're bacon.
Yeah. I baked bacon this morning. I've been doing a lot of different things, but I feel like I'm ready for a routine to strike. But you two are both sort of traveling comedians / whatever. Your lives are
totally
moving consistently, right?
We're both very laid back hippie types who just live out of our suitcases.
I will say I'm someone who like... well, I have so many revenue streams, it's insane. my one job that I do sometimes that is like a routine where I go in the same time every day and see the same people and do the same task is TV writing. And it's been a minute since I've had like a really steady TV writing gig. And I want that so badly right now because I need structure to feel okay about the world that we live in. And my place in it.
It's so scary to want so much.
Yeah. Well, I was working like a full-time job until September I left, and having the structure of even just going into the same place every day. And I come here, but I work alone because I run like my own business and whatever.
Yeah.
So
Oh my God. Are you an S Corp?
I am.
Slay.
I'm actually an LLC filing as an S Corp.
Okay, go off.
Not to brag, which is nice.
Go absolutely off.
I like it so far. Do you also have a corp?
I need to I have to find a new tax person. It's probably kind of late in the game, right?
I have no idea.
Well, it is December.
I have no idea what month it is, what day it is, what country I'm in.
Do you have to do it by the end of the year?
No, you can do it next in January.
Isn't it in April that's taxi?
That's the final day.
Yeah, that you get taxi with it?
That's for like personal people.
That's for personal
people. Personal people.
Yeah.
But you both have corps?
We're personal people. I'm a corp, but I want to, I'm personal.
Yeah.
You're also personal. You're personal corp. You're a small business. You're mom and pop.
I literally am a mom and pop shop.
I got essentially fired by like my person.
You got fired by your own business.
Your tax
my
person?
CPA, yeah.
Really? Why?
Well, it was like
too
when,
rich?
When I first...
I go, you're too rich.
You can't do this.
Too many zeros.
I can't juggle all these zeros.
Above my pay grade. No, because he was kind of a business manager, but I don't... Like, I don't
have... You don't want him to buy you a car.
I don't want him to buy me a car.
Yeah.
I don't like... want to give him 5% of everything I make the rest
absolutely
of my life.
Not.
And kind of we got set up through like this under this guise of like, and then when you're ready to, you know, have a business manager, you'll, and so it's been years of that. And I think he just like
was I'm not like, gonna do this.
Yeah. It was very like, you need to commit or I'm finding someone else.
Also,
like,
I've known so many people with shitty business managers that lead them astray.
Yeah.
It just does not feel worth it.
Yeah.
For 5%, especially.
I know.
My dad's obsessed with telling me someone like that's going to steal from me. I'm like, I don't have enough money to be stolen from. I'm like,
which is
and no offense to myself. Like, I am a mom and pop shop. I'm doing my best.
Yeah. It's always so interesting when someone's like, I have to ask my business manager if I can afford this. I'm like, grow up.
You don't know how much. That is really weird.
I don't know because.
Who would say that out loud?
Someone who's so rich.
Well, and they want you to know it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, sorry. I can't. Let me just check if my business manager. Like, well, they manage my money. I don't even know.
Well, it's always about like a house. It's always like my business manager says I can't get a house.
Now that I know people who have houses, it's really hard for me. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, because you know that they had 200 down.
Yeah, they have a lot. Exactly. I'm like, oh damn. Like
my last job, I was the only person in the entire writer's room who didn't have a house. And some people had actually houses.
Well, in LA, it's and also there's some family trickle down that you don't see necessarily. I have found, because I'm like,
sure,
rent is a mortgage here.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone who's renting is basically affording a mortgage. It's just the down. It's just to have the down.
Yeah, have the down.
Well, anyway, both of you, it's so lovely to have you here. What makes you perfect people to have on the show today to answer people's questions live on the phone?
We're both really raw.
We're both really raw and real.
I'm getting that from you.
Yeah. And we're both, I think, self-obsessed in a way that, like, can lend light to others.
Big time. I like that.
We're light lenders.
You're raw. You're raw light lenders.
Raw light lenders.
That's incredible. And what is advice that you two feel like you live by? How do you live your, you're sort of going down the road, traveling, you're writing, you're doing things, you're singing. And what is advice that you live by that you'd like other people to know so that they too can be just like you?
We're both kind of going through spiritual awakenings right now.
Yeah.
Really?
I sent Catherine a quote today that I found in my...
Would you be open to reading it?
I am, but my phone is...
Why don't you get it
away.
And I'll share what my
Would you like
is.
Me to get it?
No, no, never, never, never.
Never, never, never.
He's very nimble. Now, oh, I'm so sorry. My thing I've been repeating to myself because I've been going through a hard time is I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
I love that.
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, there's been a quote, speaking of a quote, before you even get to your quote, I'll latch onto a single quote that I read half an essay and then I'll sort of make it my whole identity for 6 months.
That's awesome.
And I did that with the Carl Sagan quote where essentially they took a picture of the earth from incredibly fucking far away and the earth was like a tiny little pixel in this big thing. And he was just talking about how like the insignificance of it all, everything that you know, everybody you've ever known is on that tiny little blue thing. So why would you worry? It's like so magical that it's actually insignificant and you should do everything.
Two things. One,
you just gave me a wave of relief. Sorry.
This quote, I don't know who it's from, but someone I heard say it once and it's like, I will not leave this earth without having met myself. And I like think of that whenever I'm obsessing over something where I'm like, I'm just trying to get out of myself right now. I'm just like, I'm grasping at something outside because I don't feel like bringing myself happiness.
And sorry, Kat is doing a spoiler.
Do you guys
want
to address this?
Well, we wanted to address this before. Let's hear the quote, and then we're going to address the water.
I
want to
be open that this quote is Deepak Chopra, and I don't feel embarrassed about that.
Okay.
A fresh attitude starts to happen when we look to see that yesterday was yesterday and now it is gone. Today is today and now it is new. It is like that. Every hour, every minute is changing. If we stop observing change, then we stop seeing everything as new.
Oh.
But I also, there was also...
You know what your part of that is? It is like that. I love stuff like that. Like, it's like that.
It's like that. It's like that, y'all.
It is like that.
It's like that, y'all. It's like that. Emancipation of Mimi.
Yeah, it's like that, y'all.
She took that. Yeah. And ran with it and said, she read that Deepak Chopra quote and said, that's a track.
It is like that.
It's like that, yo. It's like that, yo. It's like that. I love Emancipation of Mimi. Like, I think that album actually is, and I'm not like one of these gays that is like, this was the album. And I'm not even a Mariah person, but like, I will say the Emancipation of Mimi was like so important. And if it hadn't happened, a butterfly would have flapped its wings and everything would have changed.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And speaking of poetry, by the way.
Yeah.
Kat, you're also a poet.
Thank you, Miles.
And I find your poems quite beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Do you have anything to speak on that? Or would you rather stay abstinent in this conversation?
No, I would never. I just think that poetry for me is something to turn to when I do feel powerless. Like I'm like, all I can control is what I want to make and what I enjoy. And so whether I'm reading it or writing it, it feels like something that's just like nourishing.
Yeah. I totally get that.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, my Nick's quick mist.
Oh,
it was a nicotine quick mist.
He was inhaling a shot.
Look at me. Kristen Bell told me about this.
Oh my God.
IRL or on her own podcast.
IRL, bitch.
Kristen Bell, okay, by the way, spoiler. Kristen Bell said you should have this nicotine mist.
Well, you know what Kristen Bell didn't tell me about?
This incredible water bottle, by the way.
Okay, so this is a part of this is my new lifestyle. My new lifestyle is this.
Yeah.
It's called a vapor water. So I've been traveling a lot and I always say I don't want to buy water bottles everywhere, but carrying a water bottle feels crazy when you have a full suitcase. I was like, what if there was a flat water bottle? So now I carry on this pouch. I think it's for like extreme hikers or people who sleep people who sleep cliffside, but I'm actually just like flying to LA.
Yes.
It's giving like Capri Sun all grown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big Capri Sun. Picture, if you're listening on audio, picture just a big plastic bag.
It's so good.
With a nozzle at the top.
I can roll it up and put it in my bag.
Oh, in your pocket.
I will say Capri Sun is something that like affected culture.
Moved the
needle.
Like
it is a touchstone.
It shoved the needle.
It disrupted.
More difficult than you remember to poke the little thing into the thing.
Yeah.
We had Capri Suns at I had a 13 going on 30th birthday party.
Oh my God.
And we had lots of sort of nostalgic little snacks and drinks, and one of them Capri Sun, and I found it extremely
difficult. Was string thing a part of your life?
String thing? Yeah. No. What is that?
It was like, it honestly might be before your time.
It may be.
But it might have been before yours. Did you know string thing? It was like, it was in the fruit roll-up family, but it's kind of post-fruit roll-up, and it like, it was on this like cardboard thing and it just was like just whatever fruit roll up material is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what the material is that is fruit roll up. It was that, but in like kind of a string form, and it was kind of in these designs and you had to kind of string it off the cardboard.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm curious if it was like rolled or if it was flat.
It was flat on this like cardboard thing.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
And it came in like a pack.
When's your birthday?
September 6th.
Birthday.
There we go.
Love it.
By the way, how old are you two?
35.
32.
I'm kind of over astral.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to see a really important astrologist.
Okay.
Did I tell you about him?
No.
Okay.
We haven't talked in a while. Sorry, we're also being annoying because we haven't talked in a while. So.
No, please. I'm glad to hear you catch up.
My sponsor in my recovery program went to this astrologist. He goes, this is in fall of 2019. He's like, this is going to sound crazy. I'm just telling this to everyone right now. Like, I'm just seeing a huge pandemic coming in like March, April, May. Like,
Get him on the horn.
Right before the pandemic, predicted the pandemic.
Well, you know, I predicted the pandemic on our podcast.
You did? Yes.
I had a dream that everyone had a weird virus. And this was August 2019.
Can you believe that?
So tell me something I don't know. You know what I'm going to start doing whenever I meet someone new? I'm going to say, who do I look like? Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Makes them feel so scared.
It's a risk. It's a gamble. You say that to me and my blood turns cold. I don't want to answer for fear that you have a vendetta against whoever I say.
I like everyone.
Who do I look like?
Ooh, Pat Regan.
I know, you're one in a million.
Yeah, one in a million.
Well, whatever.
By the way, guys, the phone's ringing off the dang hook.
Oh, is it? Answer it.
So we absolutely have to get to the phone lines
okay.
to take these live calls to solve people's problems. But before we even do, if you like the show, then subscribe so you don't miss a single freaking episode. And if you love the show, then join us on Patreon, where there's an ad-free extended version of this episode. Well, we really got into it and we waxed and we became better friends for it and better people.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you can also get bonus episodes every Friday where I call back people from the show and get their updates to their stunning situations on how I changed their freaking lives. So check out the Patreon. And also there's merch if you want to buy shirts, etc.
Miles, I have an ex-fiance, new possible boyfriend that's cousins with my best friend issue, and I would love to talk about it. Love you. Hope to hear from you. XOXO.
Seems like a lot of math, honestly.
Love you. Yeah. She loves you. First loves of all, me, take it.
Cousins with my best friend.
This is a very you sort of situation.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ex-fiance is a different person? Or
I'm cousin. Her cousin is her ex-fiance.
I'm cousin coded.
Yeah, I know.
You think you have big cousin energy, BC?
Yeah, and I'm just like, my cousins are everything to me.
Really?
Yeah.
My cousins are my real family.
Yeah. My cousins are like family.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hi.
You called Perfect Person and I'm here to call you back. I'm here with Kat and Pat.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Hi. Do you know our work? It's okay if you don't.
It's okay if you don't know.
Just need to know going in.
That's right.
I think I do.
Okay. I think that is a hard no.
Okay.
Well, girl, what the hell is going on with you?
We're going to need a fake name for you, Kat. Would you care to give me a name?
Yeah. Christine.
Christine.
I know what I'm going to give if I get to give one.
It's so nice to be on the phone with you. Why don't you tell us what's going on? Because I feel like we're going to need some math in order to figure out who's who and what's what.
Okay. Let's start with ex-fiance. That's probably the best place to start, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
How long ex-fiance?
Let's start at the ex-fiance.
Okay. I have an ex-fiance. So basically, I had a boyfriend for 4 years that proposed to me. We like lived together, had 2 dogs together, whatever, you know, do the whole thing. And then, you know, I had this whole wedding planned. I'm a wedding planner, so big wedding, whole thing.
Okay.
And then, so we had this big fight and I kind of just like got the ick, for lack of a better term. Like, he just said a lot of things to me that I felt like I couldn't forgive.
Getting the ick for a fiance.
And by the way,
getting
scary.
You're never safe.
When you're never safe from the ick.
Oh my God, what gave you the ick?
The fight gave you the ick?
There was a lot of like resentment built up towards me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the ick.
Sounds like a fundamentally flawed relationship.
Yeah. I guess saying an ick is like the nicest way for me to put it.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So basically he like said that like I'm a mean person and that nobody likes me. Just like your worst intrusive thoughts.
Well, that's not true. We like you.
Yeah, we like you so much.
Oh my gosh. I love you. So I was like, oh my God, like I need to leave him. But like I had a house with him. I had 2 dogs with him. I was getting married to him. Like he was so intertwined, like in my life. Straw that broke the camel's back is I don't get along with his sister.
Okay.
And basically his sister abandoned my dogs once when she was supposed to be watching them.
Okay, fuck her.
Again, okay, the sister literally farted
alone. She sucks. So I very like throughout like the relationship, me and her had a lot of problems. And she was actually my best friend before.
Oh, okay.
Christine.
And fast forward, she's abandoning your dog.
Yeah. Your best friend abandons your dog.
Christine, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I grew up on Long Island, and then I
knew it.
Upstate.
I knew it. I grew up on Long Island, and the second I heard you, I said, "Is a Long Island girl that I know." I feel like I know you.
You probably do.
I'm from East Northport. You don't have to say what town you want.
What are we talking? Manorville, Montauk.
Oh my God! So my cousins are from that town.
Yes.
And I'm from a little bit more out east.
What, I feel like you're psychic now.
I know.
Oh my God.
No, I just, when you spent time in East Northport, you just know when someone's cousins are from there.
Wow. No, that's so funny.
Oh, I can't tell you how much I agree.
I bet I know your cousins. How old are they?
Now, Christine, what else?
So we break up because he wants me to wish his sister a happy birthday.
No way.
No
Christine.
Way. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
After all of this, after the dog being abandoned, you don't wish my sister a happy birthday? It's done.
Well, so I said, because he like harassed me about it all day. And so finally I was like, I'm done.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not going to play this game. Okay. Whatever.
It
so
was
that's
the
my ex-fiance. Mm. So now we have a house together. A house isn't a very easy thing to get out of. It's not like a...
Well, depending on how locked the door is.
Yeah. Is it locked from the inside?
If you don't have a key, of course it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. A lot of kidnapped people have struggled with this very situation.
I hope I don't get kidnapped.
I hope you don't either.
We also hope that, girl.
If you get kidnapped, I would be so sad. I'd be like, that's my fucking friend from east of East Northport. I bet you're... Smithtown, Hopog,
you know what to say. So, through this whole time, I have a very good friend. Do we want to give her a fake name?
Dandelion. Sorry.
Okay. Dandelion.
I just want to stop right here. Dandelion. I want to stop the whole show.
Dandy for short.
Pat, I know that you said earlier you had a name locked.
I know, but I want to go with Dandelion. Okay. I'll get another opportunity, I'm sure.
You will get another opportunity. Just
every day's new.
Yeah, every day's new. It's like that.
Okay, Dandelion. It's like that.
So I have this very good friend, Dandelion, and Dandelion got married this year. Congratulations to her. We love her husband. He's a great guy. So
that's a boy. Wait, Dandelion's a boy?
No, she got married to a great guy.
Okay. Dandelion's partner's a boy. By the way, guess what? Two boys can get married.
Don't
yes, they can.
Pull that shit on me. Your gay agenda.
Dandelion could be very well, but Dandelion could very well be same sex as their married partner.
So during this time, this is August, and then so during this time, I'm like going out on dates, whatever, but I'm also traveling for work, so I'm not really home in the house.
What do you do for work if you feel comfortable sharing? What do you do for work?
I do a couple of different things, but I used to do weddings and I also did college admissions. So like all those jobs are like very travel-y.
Oh, every phase of life. Come to Christine for every phase of life. Yeah. College, marriage.
You should open a business called Phases by Christine.
Phases by Christine.
I love that. The branding could be beautiful.
I can see the cursive.
Really cute. Okay, like I'm dating, I'm like kind of just doing my own thing. My ex-fiance, I think in his head, like we weren't broken up to him because like, I don't know, like I was very like transactional in my conversations with him as best as I could. And just like, he was like really just like watching the dogs kind of thing. And like, I asked.
Unlike his sister.
What?
I said, unlike his sister.
Yeah, dead ass. So during this time I'm like dating, whatever. And then we get to Dandelion's wedding and I end up meeting her cousin. So I meet cousin, me and cousin hit it off instantly. It's really weird to call him that. And everything is amazing and great. And so now my conundrum is, at first he was like, listen, I would like to date you someday, but I think you're in kind of a messy situation.
Yeah, it's okay. Actually fair. Your fiance still actively thinks he's engaged to you. Yeah.
So he was like, you know, I think that like, you know, we kind of like take things slow and, you know, I want to be exclusive to you and he'd like to be exclusive with me. But, you know, there is that thing hanging over us kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, like that's fair. So a few weeks into it, I think it's 2 weeks into it, my ex found out. I'd like posted flowers on my story and then I also flowers at the house and I guess he put two and two together that I was like talking to someone else and it was like a little bit more serious than just going on dates.
So he's never heard the song by Miley Cyrus called Flowers, yeah. in which someone can buy themselves flowers.
Yeah, that's right. You can definitely buy yourself flowers.
Exactly. So he moves out. And
finally.
So now
I thought he was already gone.
I thought he was gone as
well. I thought he was gone, girl.
No, he's living there, but he's really just taking care of the dog. She's being transactional in her interactions with him because it's over for her.
You know, I met my boyfriend when I had a boyfriend. Slay. Keep going.
don't let your boyfriend keep you from finding your husband. Whatever.
Oh.
Yes.
But, so he moves out. Wish him the best. Sorry to him.
Wish him the best. I actually wish him the best.
We got to get him on the horn.
We do wish him the best, though. We hope he's doing so good.
This man gave his fiance the ick and then lost his home and dogs.
He's lost everything and he's an ick.
Are you
it's unbelievable.
Are you in a car right now?
I am in a car right now.
So who's psychic now?
Yeah,
we need to work for CSI finding kidnapped people.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. If you think somebody's been murdered, please call.
So, okay, so this brings me to now. So, cousin and I are still going really strong. It's been about 2 months, but I'm still not his girlfriend.
Are you exclusive?
We are exclusive.
Okay.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah. I have news for you before you move on. You're his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exclusive relationship.
Okay. But I understand, but you haven't had the conversation where like you're like we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and that is a confusing place.
He hasn't like courted me. I'd like supportive kind of thing. And I think he knows that. But like I just don't want to be like stupid girl that's like waiting around for a guy that's like never gonna be her boyfriend kind of thing. But I don't know. Do you think that that's like all legit thing? So the last time I said something about it that I wasn't like being like a drunk, rude person. I was like, yeah, like, you know, when's that gonna happen? He was like, oh, like when you stop like answering his call. Like,
weird. I think that's a fucking weird thing to say.
I know, but I think it's fair. But I also think it's like, it's a weird way to say it. Like, he should be like, I still feel like you are tied to this other person. And so I feel strange calling you my girlfriend. But what I do think is that when you're in one of those situations where you're not having this conversation, perhaps because you're scared it will drive the person away, it is actually very worth it to just have the conversation and say what you want. And then once they respond to it, you can then know how to proceed. Do you know what I mean? Don't not say that you want that because you're afraid that it'll make him not want it then.
Yeah, I sort of think it's like, I guess I'm curious. He's moved out. He's done. You just haven't finalized the divorce.
Well, like we weren't like married or anything. It's just like we own the house together. So like both our names are on the house. We're just like selling it. Like it just selling a house doesn't like happen overnight. Like it's like a month long process.
How long were you with the previous guy?
Look at me. My mother is a realtor on Long Island. She can help you.
I don't live on Long Island anymore. I would love to give her.
My thing is that you shouldn't rush to make this new person your boyfriend. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's not a rush, but if it's something that you want, you shouldn't be afraid to have the conversation.
Yeah, my worry is actually that this guy is using this situation as a runaround a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
Just to be like, because it's like, if I was dating somebody and they were like, had an ex person that they owned a house with, you're going to have to logistically have to talk to that person. But it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I'm worried about. Now, here's two other side notes about this guy. This one time, hold on, I need to like decline this call and not let it like mess up this call.
Is it your ex?
And that's her ex. Maybe you can be girlfriend.
Yeah, put him in.
Maybe you can be girlfriend. Did we lose her?
She hung up on us.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Well, if it was her ex and she took his call, then she's not going to be making any headway as girlfriend.
We have to call her back.
I knew that was going to happen. It's like when somebody FaceTimes you now, it like fails the whole call.
Oh, I know.
It's my mother.
Okay, gotcha. Well, what are your two other things? Then we'll give you a final verdict.
Two such quick things. Okay, so this one time, like, I definitely fucked up. And I had him over while, like, my ex was still living there, but my ex wasn't home. It was like while he was at work, and like contractors came over, and I was like, oh, go hide somewhere. And he was like, I do not like that. He was like, I don't like feeling like,
I wouldn't like
I'm
that
sneaking around.
Wait, why did he hide?
Why did he have to hide?
Because this guy is coming over. Yeah, I get why you wanted him to hide, but I get why he was like, upset. I'm not hiding.
If I, as a grown man, was asked to hide, I would like not handle that well. I would probably be like, this is, we can just.
Yeah. Here's a question. Do you think your ex is still in love with you?
1,000,000%.
You need to cut contact with him. Leave that man alone.
So I'm done. Like, I don't speak to him unless, like,
it's about the house sale.
It's like, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I had to like switch. I had to like switch things into like my name for like the mortgage for a bit. So that night I like also host trivia.
You host trivia?
Faze is my Christine.
Yeah.
Faze is my Christine.
We also offer
college
trivia
marriage.
So he actually like came to that, which was awesome. I remember like on the way home, I was like, what are you thinking about? Because he was like staring off in his face. He was really upset about that. And like totally rightfully so, 100%. Like I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And he just said to me, he was like, you know, I never want you to like dull yourself down for me. He was like, I want you to be like authentically yourself like all the time.
Did he feel like you weren't like, did he feel like you were dimming your light as a trivia hostess for him?
No, I think just like in general, I think I was with somebody that like really dulled my sparkle. And the other thing is I went to, he invited me to his like work Christmas party.
Hot. That's sexy to me.
And he introduced me to everyone as his girlfriend.
Oh, so you're his girlfriend.
You're in.
Thank you so much for calling in. I think that one, you don't need to rush into anything because you've just gotten out of like a seemingly very serious relationship. That being said, if you're wanting to pursue a longer term thing with this guy and you feel like he's using that as a other thing, then I think that you need to tell your ex-fiance, hey, I can't talk to anymore. Like, it's too close to this event. You need to just shut it down like Pat said, because you got to leave this person alone. You left him. You left him. He's an ick. He's disgraced for all you care. He's homeless and disgraced with no dogs.
He has to move on. You have to be kind.
He has to move on. So you have to be, right. It's a kindness to cut off complete communication that you are giving to this person.
Well, and even like he drunk texted me a few weeks ago and like, I didn't answer it. Like, I'm very much like, hey, I need this verification code. Can you send that to me? And like, that's it. You know,
my God, life is so messy.
But he drunk texted you the verification code.
What did he drunk text you?
No, he drunk texted me, hey. But like, you know,
I feel that so viscerally.
It's so real.
And I was like, no, I'm not anything to you anymore. I don't need to comfort you. Like,
yeah, good girl.
No, 100%.
Well, you can't comfort him. Even you can't. You'll only hurt him worse.
No, exactly. I really tried my best to like, and the reason I stayed so long is because I felt bad. And I was like, I couldn't be with him.
It's Classico tomato sauce.
It's Classico.
That's a jar of Classico.
Classico. It's not Ragu. It's Classico.
Mm-hmm. It's Classico Alfredo.
But yeah, you're doing the right thing. Keep dating your cousin. And I think that you just have to cut ties with your ex-fiance, even though it might be more complicated too. It's the nice thing to do for him. And keep enjoying hanging out with this new boy, but don't like feel the need to make him your own fiance.
Okay.
And drive safe.
And remember,
and
I know
absolutely drive safe.
I know one of three towns you grew up in. Okay, bye.
And we know
and check
exactly,
out our work.
We know exactly where we live and check out
Sick
Treatment. You have an amazing evening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. This is my favorite show ever. I was listening to it like 15 minutes ago. So
oh,
really
that's so sweet. I appreciate
love you,
it.
Christine.
It is the best.
All right, you're the best.
I'm a Patreon subscriber.
About to hear some good shit.
You're about to hear some real good shit from this episode, Christine.
Buckle up.
I'm really excited. Miles, it was a pleasure. Thank you, everybody, so much. I can't believe you called me back. It's like a dream come true. I love you so much.
Aww.
Wonderful. All right, bye, Christine.
Bye.
That was amazing.
Christine.
I love how the second side note was that their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So the first side note is that like...
That was such a perfect question for you.
The first side note is that that he came to my trivia night and told me on the way home not to dim my shine.
I know.
The second side note is that I actually am fully his girlfriend and have been this whole time.
Oh, you know what? It really makes me just like...
Yeah.
Just like wait till the last possible second to like intertwine your life with someone else's at all.
Yeah.
So much... So difficult.
I know that girl so well.
I know. I
totally.
Can
tell. Yeah. Do you guys have anything from that call? Any wisdom that you'd like to dispel before we get to the next one?
I would say like don't move in with someone for as long as possible.
See, that's so funny.
But you it worked out for you.
Well, no, but I think that like all my friends were like, "Is he okay?"
I mean, I guess like that could help you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't buy a house with someone. Maybe.
I think it's a stress test. Oh, buying a house with
buying
someone.
A house.
I know. And also, I was like, did she buy in New York? Like, how rich is this girl? How well does college admissions pay?
College admissions, bridal, and trivia. You should have asked how much money she has in her bank account.
I can't imagine buying a house with someone that you didn't are like you weren't already married to because you're not like protected. I don't know. Because then if you sell the house, it's just sort of like,
but you can't get out of the house.
Yeah. It's hard to get out of the house.
Okay, this one's really interesting.
Okay,
it's about roommate etiquette.
Okay.
Hi, Miles. I'm calling because I have two roommates, so there's three of us, and they keep kind of outvoting me on stuff that they want for the apartment that I don't think we need, but trying to split cost amongst the three of us, and I don't know what to do. Please help. Thank you. Bye.
Do you two have roommates now?
No.
You're free. Free solo.
I'm 35.
Yeah.
32.
That's right.
But my boyfriend has roommates.
Yeah.
And they're not even me.
And they're not even amazing. You don't live with your boyfriend.
I don't have my boyfriend. He lives with two amazing roommates.
Oh, that's the dream though.
It's a really good setup.
Yeah.
But I was a really bad roommate when I was one.
Really?
I didn't know I was at the time, but I was like young and just stupid and like annoying.
What would you do?
I was just like, my roommates like had real jobs and I was like drunk till 5 a.m. Like it was just like, I was really selfish and a piece of shit. I'm sorry, everyone.
I'm just very like keepy to my selfie. Like, don't talk to me if you're my roommate.
I was like blasty the musy and fucky loudy.
Oh wow!
You were fucky loudy.
Yeah,
the house?
I was a nightmare.
Oh,
this is one very specific year. It wasn't like my whole time.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I was hurting, Miles, and I was using it to dull the pain.
Wow.
I was using alcohol and sex to dull the pain.
I think that often that is what it's used for.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to get a couple more details on what they've been voting on and if it's about being fucky loudy or something else.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello?
Hello, you called Perfect Person and I'm here to call you back. I'm here with Kat and Pat of Seek Treatment.
Hi.
Absolute crickets.
Great to hear from you.
Lovely to hear from you.
Not a glint of recognition.
How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. I'm at work, but the day's almost done. So getting ready to head on out.
Hell yeah.
All right, champ.
Blow off work, my friend, and give us the hot deets on how your roommates are voting you out of the apartment. What was it called about? They're voting to buy
things. They're voting to buy things that you don't want, and then they're making you pay for it, which I think is stupid.
What are they buying? And what's your, by the way, should we give them the name?
Yeah, let's give them the name.
Oh, Pat. Jemima Kirk.
Jemima Kirk. Jemima, thank you so much for calling in.
Jemima Kirk.
Incredible.
What's going on with your
thank
roommates?
You.
Beautiful gender neutral name.
That's right.
So we moved in at the beginning of September. Okay. And one of my roommates I had lived with last year, and one of them is a new roommate. And so we've been kind of combining a lot of our resources, and what they wanted to do was like, we have a lot more space than any of us had in our previous apartments. And so we've been obviously wanting to fill that space with furniture and stuff like that. When it comes to things like a coffee table or like things that I don't think are necessities.
Well, Jemima Kirk.
Jemima Kirk. I thought you meant like a Nutribullet.
Yeah. Sorry. No, okay. I want to hear a list. You mentioned a coffee table not being essential, but I need to hear a list of the things that you haven't wanted to buy that they've wanted to buy. Because to me, coffee table, absolutely essential.
Yeah. Kick your feet up after a long day.
Yeah. It's pretty small, and I feel like we had surfaces in the room already. But there's another, like, one of them spent like $80 on string lights.
Okay, that's
we have plenty of lighting in the first place.
Yeah, That's theirs.
And they want to split. They want to split. Are they buying and then saying, hey, by the way, you owe me cash for this that I bought?
So it's like half and half. We have like a spreadsheet where we put all of our costs into it. And then it kind of splits it for us. Yeah. And I knew he wanted to get string lights for all of our spaces, but I didn't know how much he was planning on spending and how much of the space he needed. He felt like he needed to fill with these lights. And so he kind of went off and spent almost $100 on string lights. And I'm like, okay, that's an expense I wasn't planning for this month.
Yeah.
What can you list other objects?
Yeah, like just extra chairs that we have a lot of seating, just extra chairs for the sunroom that maybe only he uses. It's mostly stuff that I don't plan on using.
Is this the newer one or the older one?
The newer one.
I see. And is the newer one closer with the older one than you, or is it all three equal?
I'm closer to the older one just because we've been living together longer. And he seems to, because we haven't, but we all went to college together. And so we've all been friends for like a few years.
Oh.
I think
it's hard because like string lights, that's a no, you shouldn't pay for string lights, but chairs becomes murky.
But I think it's, but who's deciding on the chairs? If the three of us live together and I went to the store and was like, hey guys, I got this amazing table and you fucking hate it.
And if like, it's like a
you have to pay for
and
it.
And if you're like, I only do restoration hardware and I'm like, I do IKEA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's going to not match up, which I have been in the situation before. People are like, look at this beautiful, fucking crazy expensive thing we're all going to split. And I'm like, I can't afford to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs you to sign off before he Venmos you.
So are you worried if you bring this up, are you worried that there's going to be backlash? You're going to be canceled in your own home?
A little bit, because I don't want to be the one to be like, I don't think that we've had a few conversations where I've expressed, I don't feel like we need that. And they're like, well, I think it would be really nice to have this in the apartment. So we're going to get it. And so what I wanted to ask more specifically was, do you have any ideas on how to get out of having to pay even like as much or anything for these types of situations without coming off as kind of just like a cheapskate?
100%. I mean, so have you already agreed to pay?
Yes. So all past charges, I've done that. Those are like the last couple months and those are in the past. I'm not going to come in and be like, hey, I want you to pay me back for all those things that I split evenly with the rest of you. But like moving forward, if it comes up again.
I think that what you got to do is just hey guys, I love how our house is right now. Money's tight. Make it about you. Money's tight for me.
Yeah.
So if there's something you guys want to get for the house, I just don't know that I can split it without knowing what it is and just having me say like, I like that or I don't.
Yeah.
That way, if they present something that's really expensive, we can just be like, hey, I don't really care for that. If you guys want to go for it, then, you know.
Yeah, but I can't afford it.
But I can't afford it.
Yeah.
I think that makes it about you versus being like, first of all, I think it's crazy.
Totally.
It is crazy what they're doing to be like, buying things that you haven't approved of and charging you makes no sense.
Yeah, you have to all agree beforehand.
I need to see the kind of lights they bought.
Are they string lights? Are they like bulbs or are they little twinkly copper wires?
They are like, it's regular string lights with kind of like really big bulbs. Like, it's not like Christmas lights.
Bulbs. Right.
They're like, they're bulbs.
Kind of big and like wrap them around the ceiling of like every common area in our
this
house.
This could really go either way aesthetically.
Yeah, it's we also might disagree with their choice of vibe and style.
I think that they have their preferences, and I like the stuff that they bring in, but it's not a priority for me as much as sticking to a budget is. And when we just get messages that are like, hey, I saw this thing on free and for sale or like Facebook Marketplace or whatever. I'm just going to go pick it up today. Is that cool with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really feel like I have much of an option to say no when the other person also seems excited about it.
I think it's totally.
It just seems very like last minute.
You're being bullied.
Yeah.
That's the bully alert. I think that you're being bullied by your own in your own home. You can't pressure someone into spending money that they don't have or just don't want to spend it. It's not your responsibility to like their stuff.
No.
Yeah, just be like, I so wish I could, but it just doesn't work for me right now.
Wish I could is a really nice quote.
Wish you would.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, wish I could, but I just don't.
Jemima Kirk wishes they could.
Yeah, could have, would have, should have.
Could have, would have, should have.
Tell them to give you back your girlhood. It was yours first.
You also could be like, hey, an alternate option is you could post a really hideous bureau and be like, hey guys, I was gonna go pick this up today. That cool?
Yeah, it's $1 million.
It tastes to their own med.
Yeah,
it belonged to Marie Antoinette.
It was Antoinette. It was Auntie Antoinette. Yeah, and it's like, here's
I'll just get like a fat head of Danny DeVito for our living room.
Yeah, this is Danny's head, and they're all gonna be like, ooh, I don't want that. And you go, that's how it feels. That's
I'm like, I really think it should be a dresser for, that belonged to Marie Antoinette.
Yeah,
I appreciate the pets, but I really think it should be the Antoinette.
It should be that. But yeah, no, I think you gotta stand up for yourself and say no to the string lights.
Okay.
You got this.
Okay, I will.
Be brave, Jemima. Be brave, Jemima Kirk.
BBJK.
I will, Miles.
And thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.
Oh my God. People are really sweet.
I know. I felt bad because I was tired during that one. I'm kind of crashing.
I saw you both have yawned.
You know, I go to the gym at 7:15.
It's early.
Yeah.
After Christine's call, I literally feel like my life force was, and I say this with love, my life force left my body. I was like, I can't afford doing that.
No. During Christine's call, I felt like my life, it was her life, but it was flashing before my eyes.
Yeah.
It was her entire existence.
I was so hyped up. And then when Christine
called, I can picture her. I can picture her aunt. I can picture her friend.
I can picture the trivia night.
And so then poor Jemima Kirk, when they came to the table, I was just like, I can't care.
I don't know. Like, get a second job.
I'm like, oh, it's so annoying. I'm like,
you know, there's people like Christine who are working three jobs, moonlighting as a trivia hostess.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
She's incredible. She's a homeowner. She's a fucking dog owner. She's
yeah,
dog
be more
mom.
Like Christine. Well, WWCD.
So
I know we have to go because we're going to the HeadGum studio for
Oh my gosh, by the way, are you out of here? Is this your heart out right now? 2:30?
I would say 2:30 is our heart out because we have to do another episode at the HeadGum Studios.
Yeah. No worries at all. Well, then we'll skip to our final segment.
Well, I think Christine's question was basically like 5 in 1.
We have one final segment. It's a segment we like to call Get Real.
Oh.
This is a segment where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves.
Oh, my God.
Accompanied by beautiful piano music. And I appreciate you both being here. You're both kind of open books online in your comedy, et cetera. Mm. Are there things that you are not willing to share? I feel like often when people listen to your podcast or they watch your comedy, you really share a lot of deep, vulnerable truths about your lives, your sex lives, or like things that are secrets about you that people really like. Are there things that you are not willing to share? Is that stuff that's like too raw?
I think that I have a changing relationship with sharing so openly about my romantic life, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What changed?
I think I'm older and I don't like how it feels all the time.
Yeah.
And romance is not dead if you keep it just yours.
Oh.
I like that.
It's Taylor.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. Romance is not dead if you keep it just yours. Huh. It's Paris.
Yeah, I don't like that one that much.
I love that one, but
interesting.
Now it's attached to memories.
Sure. This music is really working on me.
Nice.
What do I think? Well, I think it's interesting because like when you're first doing stand-up and stuff, the things you're talking about are kind of in the past.
Yeah.
So it gets more difficult as you get older because the things are too recent.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are things that maybe I won't discuss right away, but I'm like, oh, I could see like talking about that eventually.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, start it over. but I don't know. No, I'm pretty... I think I'm pretty open about it. I think if anything, what I've been struggling with lately is just like feeling really bad about myself and not wanting to do that because I feel like it's such a negative vibe.
I totally relate to that. Yeah. I feel like sometimes when I'm in a downward spiral, I want the show to be so positive.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm trying to like kick it up, but not, like I want to be sharing, but then if I'm in like a down mood, it's like, oh, well, me sharing like I'm fucking mad at this and I'm pissed at this, it's not like good content.
100%.
So like the desire to be honest is tarnished by me being like, I don't know, I don't feel like good about myself lately or whatever.
Yeah. It's tricky, but...
I know. It's just like... I don't like... Yeah, it's hard when it feels like other people know things about you that... Because your own opinion is constantly changing about what you think about yourself and what you think about
your life. And so it's like, oh, you think you know me, but you actually don't. Like, I changed.
Yeah, right. Well, I feel like also like online, there's, I mean, I sort of exist in more of like a YouTube world than you guys are in sort of traditional comedy and media.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the like oversharing and the like zealous oversharing, like I have a son and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People being like, this is my family and here's who we are.
Yeah.
It's so gross to me. And
totally.
I never want to like even touch close to what that is.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I find that often, yeah, I'm trying to share. Like, I want to share positive versions of my life, but I don't want to be that.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But in general, I feel like this episode has been sort of a safe haven for us really connecting and having fun.
I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah.
And it's so nice, like, it's we've done so much in Zoom. Like, it is night and day getting to be in person.
Totally.
Like, if we met on Zoom, it would be, like, nice, but it'd be like, okay, like, we wouldn't register each other's minds as much.
Totally.
You know? No, it's hard to connect.
So it's a treat.
Online.
It's a treat to be in your garage.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Kat, Pat, what do you want to tell people where they can find you and things that you're working on?
Listen to our podcast.
Seek treatment. And on Instagram, I guess.
Yeah, our TikTok. We're both using TikTok.
I know, but I haven't used it in a long time.
I'm really using it a lot.
You're doing dances. You're doing.
No, I'm just trying to use that more.
I am too.
It's fun.
It's like pulling a slot machine.
Oh, what?
My fingers almost got caught between our chairs.
Scary. I stepped on my own sunglasses.
I'll always remember when my aunt closed the car door on my finger when she was dropping me off to art camp.
Art camp sounds fun.
Oh, wow. Art camp does sound
fun. Cool. Take me to art camp.
Me and my cousins, Megan and Sarah, went to art camp and like famously, like we were in like the teen art camp, but then like we didn't know that we crossed over to adult like when we were 13. And so we got there. It was me, my cousins, and literally all like 70 plus women. And there was a woman named Gloria who like took a liking to us and would like follow us around. And like one time we were washing turpentine off our hands at the end and Gloria came up and whispered in her ear and she said, make sure you kids wash the turpentine off. Cause one time I did it and I had something really bad happen to my body.
Jesus.
Really bad happened to my body. You can't write this stuff. Like,
Jesus. Turpentine on your body. Well, everyone, check out Seek Treatment.
Turpentine.
And check out Seek Treatment. Check
and wash off your turpentine.
Wash your turpentine.
Gloria had something really bad happen to her body.
Thank you guys and thank you, Miles.
At Kat Cohen.
You know what? It's at Kat C. Cohen.
At Kat C. Cohen.
I can't get into
who
it.
Who is at Kat Cohen?
This gorgeous woman.
I thought you
woman.
Got it, though.
No, I asked her for it, and she won't give it to me because it would confuse her family.
At Pat Regan?
No, it's at Pat Reegs, but so confusingly, not how you spell my name. It's P-A-T-R-E-E-G-S.
I like Pat Reegs.
I like these two alternative handles. Well, everyone check them out. And before you're worried about having a problem or anything like that, just remember that perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.